I was reading about how good coconuts were, and we didn't eat coconut, never had really had it in our diet, never even gave two thoughts about it, never really liked it, actually. But as a mom of three, I was thinking, okay, well, it's so good for my kids, I want them to eat it, so how can we make that happen?
The answer was to cut the coconut into thin strips and then dehydrate them into flavoured chips. It also helped that Casey Willits and her husband, Jesse, lived on the beach in tropical far north Queensland with a ready supply of wild coconuts on their doorstep. Hello, I'm Renee Clough at Gelatin near Port Douglas, about an hour's drive north of Cairns. From humble beginnings, the Beach Harvest Company has grown into an award-winning family business.
Because we were living at the beach, we had the coconuts growing literally on our doorstep. And so I brought them home. We started opening them. Well, he would husk them and get the meat out and slice it really thin. And we'd try to get the kids to eat it, and they wouldn't touch it. You know, raw coconut, not interested. And so we just started experimenting with drying them in the oven, adding different flavors to them. Somehow, at some point along that line, we got it right. And I was bringing them to playgroup, you know, just giving it out and seeing what other moms thought. And then we had a friend who has a market stall in Port Douglas, and so she offered to sell them for us, and selling out.
And so the business was born. All three of the Willits children are involved in the harvesting process. First up, six-year-old Kate explains where they find the coconuts.
On the beach, and some on the trees and some on the ground.
But who climbs the trees? Four-year-old Noah has that answer.
My dad.
Does he have to put special shoes on?
Yes. They have spiky things that make dad can climb up. And that's how he doesn't fall down.
How high up does he go?
How high the leaves are to get the coconut. He uses a knife to cut them down, and then it falls down and drops.
And what happens next? 8-year-old Elijah takes up the story.
Mum pulls the coconuts off the bunch and hands them to us, and then we put them in the wheelbarrow, and then Mum drives them to the truck and we help unload them into the back of the ute.
Once the coconuts have been harvested, it's time to head back home and start the drying process. Father Jesse says the beauty of the business is that they have almost no overhead expenses.
Fuel to pick them up, it's also the time.
Yeah.
I mean, I spend probably 4 or 5 hours climbing trees, lowering them down to get, you know, 500-600 for a day's harvest. And we do that sort of once a month at the moment.
Where and when did you learn to climb coconut trees?
I used to climb them barefoot as a kid, just going up and trying it. But then once we started this business, I've always wanted a pair of climbing spikes.
I remember Jess for years has said, oh, if I can ever buy these titanium spikes. And I was like, you're a carpenter. Why in the world would you need climbing spikes? I just really, really have always wanted them. And so then when it came to the point of actually needing them, I was like, yeah, get them. He's so happy. He's like, yes.
The Willits now sell their products online and through boutique stores. Their product line has grown to 9 flavours. Noah has her favourites.
Vanilla.
Why do you like the vanilla? What does it taste like?
It's yummy.
So vanilla's the best. What else do you like?
Chocolate.
Yeah, and then what after that?
Do you like the maple?
No.
So what's the next step? Casey and Jesse want to keep the business manageable and have already knocked back some serious offers.
Somebody contacted us through Inga at the markets, and he was a distributor for Coles and Woolworths, and he asked us if we could supply 6,000 bags a week.
Yeah.
And I'm like, no, mate, it's not going to happen. He said, well, what about 3,000? We'll just take Coles or Woolies and do 3,000. It's like, no, there's no way. We're pushing out, you know, 300 bags. I mean, one of our first inquiries was the biggest Lamington people in the Southern Hemisphere. They wanted to buy 1.5 tonne twice a year of coconut, desiccated coconut. So I dude, you're barking up the wrong tree here. I mean, I'm opening like 20 coconuts at a time, you know.
At that time, yeah. One thing we realized early on was that this is a gourmet product. We're not ever trying to compete on a price level with Doritos. Our products are really good, and, you know, labor is expensive. So we can't try to produce a cheap product, and we're okay with that. But on the other hand, we have a limit with, you know, our maximum production that we're willing to do. It's like, so when with the Kohl's and Woolies thing, it was like, this is our lifestyle and this is our life. And to cross into that, you know, mega production, we'd have to do, our life would change. We'd have to invest heaps of money in machinery and a factory and have heaps of employees. And at the moment, the way it's going, it's really good. Like, we've got the work-life balance. So to us, that's really important.